Animals are not immune to tough economic times. Many a pet is abandoned by the family that's struggling to feed its human mouths. Even so, there's something unusual in the scale of animal abandonment underway in Texas these days, specifically a huge increase in the number of stray, abandoned donkeys. Donkeys serve several purposes. They protect flocks from coyotes. They are living four-legged weed whackers. Some people say they make intelligent and loyal pets. And in some states, they can even reduce your real estate taxes by letting you call something a farm. But in Texas, the severe drought has driven up the price of hay, and many real ranchers, farmers, and other donkey owners have let their donkeys go. Pat Burnett is the sheriff of Van Zandt County, Texas. He joins us from his farm near Wills Point. It's about 50 miles east of Dallas. Welcome to the program, Sheriff Burnett.
Thank you.
And how many abandoned donkeys have there been in the county?
Currently, we hold 28. Over the last 2 years, we've probably had 200 or so.
200 or so donkeys?
Yes, sir.
And this is happening in counties all over Texas?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it illegal to abandon a donkey like that?
Yes, sir. But you have to find the person who abandoned it first. And, you know, that's one of the problems. We're taking a lot of patrol time from busting drug dealers or burglars or thieves dealing with these animals.
Well, tell me what happens. I mean, do you get a report that there are just some donkeys wandering around on a county road?
Yes, sir. And then a deputy is dispatched to confirm it. At that point in time, he looks in the area and sees if he can locate an owner. Which many times a person will take the donkeys or whatever and put them in a trailer and take them to an isolated spot in the county and dump them. And then we have to get the what we call the posse. It's a volunteer group, and they pick them up for us. And at one point in time this summer, they actually had to put them on my property. We didn't have any place else to go with them. And now we have a rescue center, but we're fixing to have to empty it out, and we have some county property that has some grass left over, and we're going to put them on that until we figure out something else to do with them.
What's the upkeep on a donkey, or on 28 of them for that matter?
If you're feeding them hay, it's a lot, because I have four horses and they eat a bale of hay a week minimum, and donkeys eat about the same. You know, I went to our commissioner's court about 2 months ago now and asked them in a last case scenario if we could euthanize them. And I don't want to euthanize them. You know, I rescue animals on a regular basis, but it's getting to the point that the SPCA can't take them. The Black Beauty Ranch, which they can live out their lives on, is full. Everybody's full. And every county in Texas that has people and animals in it are having these same problems. Everyone.
Do you generally have the impression that, that people in Van Zandt County, let's say, keep donkeys because they really are working animals, or is this as much keeping some animals around the ranch for the amusement of the family?
All above. My parents-in-laws are in their late 70s, early 80s, and they have a gelding donkey, and he's just a big pet, and they feed him all the time, and he you know he stays fat and happy. And in the spring, when the grass gets too much for him, I'll take some calves over there and keep him company. And then, like this winter, he's just eating his own hay and stuff like that. And then there are, like, I have Jenny's with three of my different pastures because we have a lot of coyotes out here. So there's all different deals. But like I said, there's just an overabundance of horses now and donkeys, and there's no place to go with them. And the value is nothing on the donkeys, and horses are really, really suffering a lot.
Sheriff Burnett, thank you very much for talking with us about all
this. Anytime.
It's R.P. Pat Burnett, who is the sheriff of Van Zandt County in Texas, which, like so many other counties, it seems, has an abundance of stray donkeys.